This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back to this final hour of this whole show special from the University of Northern Colorado. And really, we got together to do this just because we're bunching it up. There's so many great events going on here, really starting tomorrow night, with the UNC volleyball team taking on number 24 Colorado at 6 o'clock. And then it's pretty much like every night, every other night after that, we have great events. Joining me now, Brooke Richards, Assistant Director of Strategic Communications. Brooke, we might still get Dominic Serrano in a moment, but we'll see how we go.
Yeah, if he rolls in, we'll throw him in for sure. But if not, I can tell you about everything you need to know about wrestling.
Well, on the wrestling side of things, obviously there's some interesting changes that have happened over the last few months. I got to know former coach Troy Nickerson really well. Mm-hmm. He takes a job that kind of gets him closer to home, too. So
great move for him.
Kind of worked out for him. But just such an amazing guy. Talk to us about the new head coach and kind of what the expectations are this upcoming season.
Yeah, Coach Tion Ware, he's been a great addition to the staff. He's really brought in a whole new look on what the program is doing. Not trying to erase anything the program has done, obviously. Sure. They have really set the standard, but build on that and kind of make it his own. And he has been great. He's a two-time NCAA champion, a four-time All-American, and he has over a decade of D1 experience. So we were really excited to bring him into the program. Felt like he was a good fit.
How tough is that? I mean, obviously, there's a lot that goes into finding that right guy. But, you know, you guys, this university has done such a great job of finding not only talented coaches that know their stuff, but they really fit in with the community well. They do a good job of just promoting their program. So you're looking for a couple of different things there when you're trying to find that next head coach.
Yeah, 100%. And he's done a great job of that. I think so far he's been really big on getting the community engaged. He's really trying to rally Greeley around the program. He understands how important the wrestling program specifically has been. I mean, with Andrew Lyrids and all these local guys, big names coming in, he's aware of how important it is. And so, I mean, we have the blue and gold scrimmage on Friday.
Yep, coming up.
It's on Halloween. So come full out. We'll be all dressed up in our costumes as a staff. But and he's really trying to open it up to the public, let the public come in and see, you know, the big names like Dom Serrano, but then also the new guys he's brought in that he's excited about, get to know the fans as a coach, his new assistant Charles, and then of course we have Earl, who's still here. So yeah, he's really excited to kind of introduce the team to the community.
Well, and these wrestling events, they can be so intense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love, like, the entrances and everything. It just, you really get that big-time feel. And this is a big-time program.
Yeah.
I mean, as you mentioned, a lot of those names, a lot of guys doing big things out there in the wrestling world nationally.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, Andrew, I mean, obviously he is no longer with the program because he's just graduated. He's out of eligibility. You have to move on at some point. But I think Dom's really ready to step up and kind of take that. It's obviously, it's an individual sport. But I think wrestling specifically, it's very intimate in that it's, you know, it's just you on the mat. Whereas like swimming, it's kind of an individual sport. But they're still competing as a team. But for these dual matches, it's just you. It's just the guy and who he's competing against, and everyone has their eyes on you. It's super intimate. So it's a fun sport to get to know. And obviously, all the guys are really great. Coach Ware has done a great job of recruiting and just kind of bringing in guys he thinks matches what he wants the program to look like.
It is strange with, like, Andrew Lira's. He has just meant so much to not just the wrestling program, not just UNC, but Greeley.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been that guy. I mean, I'll never forget when he won that national championship and he's screaming, you know, Greeley, we up now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like, I'm not from Greeley originally, but I've been here so long. It's like I'm becoming part of it. it was hard not to, if you had ties to Greeley, just not get goosebumps and then want to follow that guy. So certainly one of the legends of UNC.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm sure, I think it's 5 years that after they leave it for them to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, but there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to be up in there. And then it's exciting to see where he's going next from here in his career, and still trying to build up Greeley, do local events, and where he's, you know, teaching the young wrestlers and kind of still help this program and help it to maintain and evolve from what Nickerson left.
Is that kind of the view with a guy like Dominic Serrano?
Yeah.
Like, we, you know, we're not asking you to be that guy, but you're a pretty darn good wrestler.
Yeah.
And he's Windsor. He's mm-hmm. You know, my big thing's Northern Colorado. I love it all around here.
It's a big region, and everyone's connected.
And Windsor just churns out some amazing wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And this is another guy that can be that homegrown dude that's going on to do some fantastic things at the Division I level.
Yeah, and not even, like, athletically wise, but it's also a big part of being that person is personality wise. And Dom's a great guy. He's awesome. He's really easy to talk to. So I think, you know, I think he's ready for it. I think that the coaches are really excited for him, and they've kind of came in and adopted him into that position. They knew who he was when they got here, and they've just bought all into Dom. So it's really exciting to see, and I'm excited to see them on Friday and see what they can do.
Now look at the schedule, though. They're just mounting up for you guys. Like we said, tomorrow night, huge game.
Yeah.
Huge situation for the UNC volleyball team, taking on number 24 Colorado.
Yeah.
What can you say about Lindsay Oates?
Oh, like, she's great.
She's phenomenal.
An awesome coach. Yeah, and not even that. She's, I mean, obviously as a young woman in sports, having someone like that to look up to, and she's in the same hallway as me. So just kind of seeing the same legacy that she's built, and seeing what all she's done, she's just great. Like, she's a Big Sky, she could easily be Big Sky Coach of the Year every single year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She always finds a way, and she really instills that into the girls and the program and her staff. Like, everyone bleeds that blue collar gold standard mentality that she preaches, and she's awesome. She's really cool to work with, and she's a great role model for not only the team but all females in sports.
Yeah, so you got her, obviously, with this volleyball team and mm-hmm. what they've got with Colorado, and then Montana State on the 30th at 6 o'clock. We mentioned the wrestling, the blue and gold scrimmage coming up, and then football. We talked a little bit about football on that side of it, but number five,
yeah,
Montana State. That mm-hmm. is going to be a battle this weekend.
It's going to be tough, but, like, there's one thing about this team is, like, you just have to believe in everything that they do. Like, the way that Coach Lamb has coached these boys and men, I really – coaching, yes, but mentoring them and to be just, like, outstanding young men. They're all super respectful, and they all have the same vision going into that. And I don't, like, there's no doubt in my mind that they can win this game. And I don't think there should be a doubt in mine in anyone's mind, because it's for them, like, they're a good team, and it's just a matter of playing their game and sticking to their game plan.
You know, and it's interesting you say that. A lot of times that can sound cliche.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I don't think anybody should be counting this team out. That's true now.
I mean, how many games have ended in a one-possession ending, you know? I mean, this team could really easily be, like, 6-2 right now. So easily. I mean, looking at the scores, really the biggest game other than UC Davis before UC Davis was Idaho State, was, like, we really lost that game. But the rest of the games, like, we were right there. I mean, 4th-1, and it's been tough losing that way.
Yeah.
But it's fun to see how they bounce back every week. Like, they always bounce back.
They do. I mean, I thought last weekend for sure with that UC Davis.
Once we
saw 24-0, I thought, is this going to look a lot like last season?
Well, in last season against UC Davis, they were 24-0 at the half, too.
Yeah.
And then UC Davis went on to win, I think it was like 59-6 or something like that. And so for them to stop them after the half and only allow 3 points is incredible. It's such a turnaround.
Mentally, you have to want, like, if that's creeping in, too, like, oh, this is what they were doing to us last year.
Yeah.
Are we just going to let the same thing kind of happen at this point?
Yeah.
So, and that wasn't the case. So we'll see what this team does. But we've got that one against Montana State, and then volleyball taking on Montana at 6. And then we got men's and women's basketball games
starting.
They're starting their seasons next week.
Yep.
I'm very excited to see what these two teams
do.
We've got a chance to talk to a couple of players on both rosters.
Yeah.
And I'm pumped. What should the expectations be about both of these teams?
Like, oh, I'm excited.
Dancing kind of thing?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's always the hope with any of the sports. You know, you want to see them continue. You want to see them play as long as they can. But I'm super excited. I had women's basketball last year. It was great. It was a lot of fun. I think they're a good team. They just needed to knock some things out here and there. And from what it sounds like, Coach Mateo kind of has them locked down. And they're ready for the season. And so I'm really excited to watch them. I haven't been able to watch a lot of their practices, but I have been a lot of the men's practices because I am their sport contact. So I'm excited for them. Just personality-wise, it's a great group. They're all, like, one-minded. They know exactly what the plan is, and they are all behind Coach Smiley and his staff. So whenever you have a team like that, that's truly behind the coaching staff, because everyone says that they're behind the coaching staff. But you can tell, even as a fan, you can tell who's in it and who's not, and they're all in it 100%. So I'm really excited to see what they can do. Preseason picked third. I think Coach Smiley honestly would have preferred for them to be picked a little lower just to have that chip on their shoulder.
Sure,
but
yeah.
It's exciting. It's really exciting. I'm pumped for basketball.
I can't wait. Joining us here, Brooke Richards, Assistant Director of Strategic Communications. Brooke, where are you from originally? Because you haven't been with UNC that long.
No, it was just my 1 year, like last week. So I'm fresh still. This is my first full-time job. I'm from Michigan originally, the northern part of the Lower Peninsula. Then I did my undergrad at West Texas A&M, just south of Amarillo. It's a D2. And then I was at the University of Tennessee for like 5 months as I was kind of working on my master's and interning in the sport communications department and then with the volleyball team. So I've kind of been all around the country in the last 5 years.
Well, you've got, like, you're young, and you've got, like, this, you've got a good feel for what you're doing around this. And you and I have worked together off and on, you know, setting interviews up and just the scheduling and all that. But this is what excites me about the University of Northern Colorado is people like you. Don't ever leave.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere.
I'm locked in for a few years. I'm working on my master's, so I am locked in for a bit. But I love it. There's no reason to leave. It's a great environment, and how lucky are we to be working somewhere where we're friends and we can come into work every day and enjoy it, and we get to be around these great coaching staffs and student-athletes. And it is a grind. I mean, low resources, it affects everyone in every department, but communication specifically, we cover all the home events and all the away events. The only difference for us is whether or not we're statting. But other than that, it's the exact same protocol, so it's a lot. I mean, when they're on the road, we're covering them through and through. It's a lot of hours, but it's a lot of fun. It's fun when you – I mean, I never once have woken up and been like, oh, I don't want to go to work today. So it's fun.
There's a different vibe on your social media stuff.
Yeah.
On just your information. And I think – I nerd out on stuff like this, but I think it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
We're in such a competitive industry.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's trying to compete. Everyone's trying to sell merchandise and sell tickets and get people excited. They want to make it an event and come to your games.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not on the social media side, if you're not putting out these stories and scheduling different events for your student-athletes to be at and be a part of, you're going to fall behind.
Yeah,
you're going to really fall behind.
Yeah, that was a big mission of mine kind of starting in the spring and then to now is how can we elevate this? And John has been super supportive in that. Because we actually hired, so Bailey, she was just hired on this summer. I think she started in October, actually. And she's right there. And she is our director of branding and social media. So now we actually have someone dedicated strictly to socials, whereas beforehand it was on the communication staff to plan and execute everything. And so when you don't have someone in that role that actually knows what they're doing, it's make or break. And so kind of I stepped in and I was able to put a plan in place. And then we got Elion on board over the summer, and him and I and Aubrey Couch, director of marketing, he's been a huge help too. So it's a group effort for sure. I mean, it's a lot, but it's so important. That's as much as I love writing because that's my job. No one cares. You know, no one is reading. No one's going to read the press conferences or the press releases or looking at the press conferences. They're going to look at what's on socials.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of linking those two things. And for me to increase my engagement now because I'm fully focusing on communications, being able to link my press releases to the social media posts. And so we've been doing like my story. I post it on the UNC Bears account and I post the headline and then the first paragraph of the story, tag the account on it. And then we tag the sport specific account on it. And then that sport retweets it or reposts it or whatever. So now we're doubling, tripling our engagement and just views on everything because we're utilizing every single account we have rather than just posting game day, final score.
Yeah.
So it's a strategy.
It is a strategy,
yeah.
But you want people to follow along,
yeah,
you know, and
it's
see what's
so important.
Going on. It's huge. And even if they are watching the game or at the game, being able to see that presence, because you never know when people that aren't, maybe they're not, they're somewhat interested and they want to peek over.
Yeah.
What did the Bears do? And if they go and look and there's nothing updated for like 5 hours.
Well, it plays into every single aspect. It plays into the fans. It plays into revenue generation, which is the huge talking point of college athletics right now. Rev generation plays into that. It plays into recruits. Recruits look. I mean, it's on like the college football game, a media presence. It's a big thing. They want to know if people are going to be watching them, if people are paying attention, if their parents who can't come to any games have a way to watch that they don't have to pay for. It links into every single part. And I think at first some coaches or some people just didn't understand the how that all links in. But once you explain it to them, then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm on board now. So it's so simple until it's not. And then it's a big thing.
And some of these coaches get it. Like Ed Lamb cracks me up because he's like, I think, you know, his what is it? UNC Lamb. Is that what his
probably
Twitter
he has like no following he has, but he has like 5,000 followers.
He thinks he believes that he is the record for the most followers of an account that has never tweeted it.
Probably.
He's never tweeted.
He doesn't look at anything.
I bet you he can't even log in.
No, probably not.
But that's where you guys come in. It's fascinating to me, too, because we're talking a lot about, like, I came up here in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in journalism, media, and all that stuff. And social media was just starting. Like, social media was just for social. It was just friends, like Facebook and all that stuff. When you got in, it became, this isn't just a fun thing to do. This is an essential thing.
You
have to do it. If you're not doing it, you are losing.
Yeah.
And I think that's phenomenal how that's changed over the years, where people are going to their X accounts now to see news first. Now, they might go to the full story somewhere else, and it might take them away.
Yeah.
But if they want to see what's trending, if they want to see that the NBA is involved in a gambling thing or whatever, they're going to see it on X first or Facebook or whatever.
I mean, people have been, like, brainwashed because that is how it works now. I mean, you know, like Pete Thamel, he breaks it on social media before anything else. And so it's just kind of crazy the way that it's evolved. And, like, if you're not on it, you're not in it. And you have to be in it. There's just in college, especially at Division One, you know, and, like, we are low-resourced. Everyone knows that. But most of the Big Sky is low-resourced. And so it's just, like, how can we – social media is free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how can we utilize this? How can we do stuff that we're already doing? Like, that's a big thing John has done. We're doing press conferences with Coach Lamb every Wednesday. How can we use that?
Yeah.
He's doing a show with you. That's no work to us. How can we use that? So it's just little things like that.
And it's so refreshing, too, because, you know, full disclosure, since we're pulling it all out here, you know, over the years, you know, I love doing our stuff with UNC, but then you're like, I wonder if they appreciate it. I wonder if anybody cares about it. And then suddenly it's, hey, we do a podcast. We share it out. It's all over on your side of it. Like you said, it's a free resource. We love doing it. It's great content for us. And then just putting it out there for more and more people to see. It's a no-brainer. And you guys have and again, a lot of the work you do is not a no-brainer. It's difficult stuff. It's hard stuff. But there's a lot of easy things where you can just go make it easy on yourself. Here's free content.
Yep, exactly, 100%. And, you know, I started media training with the athletes this year. That's something new that we haven't done before. And so I preach to them, too, you know, this is how you can build your brand while also helping us. If you post something in your uniform, tag us. Mm-hmm. If we post something of you, we'll tag you. If you're dating someone on another team and they get posted, comment on that. Because then not only are we engaging with each other, but now fans are seeing that you're on this post and then looking in the comments being, oh, that's Brock Wisney.
Yeah.
I'm going to go follow him. Yeah. And so now every post that he's tagged in or he's commenting and he's gaining, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 followers. It's
100%.
It's just easy, but it's just the thought process to get there is like, well, how can I do this? But once you get it, you get it.
So. It's really refreshing. It's awesome to see it. You guys are just tearing it up and killing it.
Thank you.
So keep up the great work.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll who are we catching up with next? We got
Zoe Gibbs
on the volleyball side because they're starting us off.
Yeah.
That's a big big situations going on throughout the next 7, 8, 9 days for everybody. And volleyball's going to get it rocking and rolling. So we'll catch up with her in just a moment here. Brooke, fantastic work from you.
Thank you, Brady. Appreciate
you. All right, the whole show continues here live from the University of Northern Colorado. We're at the UC, the University Center. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You want Broncos games and coverage? Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA all season.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
It's been a lot of fun out here today. I'm letting the student-athletes carry the show. Makes my job 10 times easier. We got Zoe Gibbs with us now, UNC Volleyball. They have a big one coming up tomorrow night against a top, 23rd Colorado team at Bank of Colorado Arena. So this is going to be absolutely huge. Zoe, thanks for giving us some time. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And what are you? What's going on the rest of the day? You know, have you already hit the gym and practiced and everything? What's the schedule look like?
Yeah, so we had our lift at 8 this morning, 7:45. We come in early, but 8, and then that's, 45 minutes. And then I actually came to the UC today to help promote it for our game tomorrow, so kind of talk to some students and staff and try to promote that. And then we have film at 2:30, so I'll go there next, and then we'll have practice.
You can leave here and then go check out some film.
Yes.
Now, what over the years, and you've been with this program a while. Right?
Yeah, this is my fourth year.
The promotion side, getting around, coming here to the UC and talking to these students here. Lindsay Oates just seems like she pushes that stuff. And she might have kind of been a pioneer here at the University of Northern Colorado, because now a lot of coaches are doing that. Lindsay Oates just knows how to market. And you guys have shown that over the years with some great turnouts.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the big reasons we do so well at home is our community support. We have the best in the Big Sky, and I want to say top 50 in the NCAA. So the Greeley community really shows up for us, and it's been huge.
Well, volleyball in Colorado is just...
Yeah.
So you went to... So you're kind of from Longmont, but you went to Niwot High School.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Volleyball in Colorado is kind of a big deal. And so when you bring that to Division I volleyball, there's a lot of great college volleyball teams around here too. But there's so many great volleyball players that grew up in Colorado, whether they stay here or they go on somewhere throughout the country. It's a hotbed, wouldn't you? Fair to say?
Yeah, and the volleyball world is so small that, everyone kind of knows everyone, and it seems like I know people every team we play. So, yeah, I think Colorado definitely built some great athletes.
How do you approach these non-conference games? I know CU's 23rd or whatever, but we know what ultimately matters to you. It's what you do in the Big Sky. It's what you do when it comes down to getting to that tournament. What does the game like tomorrow night mean? Obviously, it's a Colorado team.
Yeah, super exciting. It is a unique situation playing a kind of preseason game in the middle of our conference season. But it's a great preparation for us as we want to win the Big Sky and go to the NCAA tournament. CU's a team that we could potentially see later. They're on the par of any of the teams we would see in the first round. So it is great preparation for us. Fun in-state rivalry.
What have you learned about this team just throughout the non-conference portion? Because, again, it's a busy week, but you guys also start up your Big Sky play on the 30th, so against Montana State.
Yes, yeah. You mean about our team or their team?
Your team.
Our
yes,
team,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've definitely been battle-tested this year, and we never want to lose, but the losses, we learn more from them a lot of times, so I think that's going to help us in the long run as we get deeper into the season, and we want to be playing our best volleyball late into November so that we can reach our goals. So, big week, 3 matches to really work on that.
How would you rate the schedule, though? It was a pretty crazy schedule
yes.
for you guys. These are
yeah.
big, big-time schools
yeah.
you're going up against.
Yeah, Lindsay does a great job of scheduling tough opponents in preseason. It was, all the teams we played have been doing really well going into their seasons as well. So even though it's been really challenging, I think it will prepare us going into later.
What does a week like this mean? Obviously, it's not like new. We see weeks where every time this year it's crossover time. So you've got football and volleyball rolling, but then you're starting to look at wrestling coming up, and then basketball. Does it just seem a little more exciting knowing that everybody's kind of going? It's like volleyball one night, basketball another night, football on the weekend, whatever.
Yeah, definitely. It's always super fun to have other other sports matches, and we do Bear Supporting Bears where we go and support the other teams and they come support us. So yeah, it's super fun to have the support from other athletes.
Do you guys reach across the aisle quite a bit as far as other sports, like just talking, hanging out? And would you know a lot of those student athletes if they were walking around the UC Center, like personally?
A decent amount. It kind of depends on the sport.
Well, you guys always have crazy schedules,
yes,
too, where
your
practices are nuts. You know, the courts can be used for so many different things, too,
yeah.
So it's very difficult to to kind of align schedules on your off time.
We do try, though, but yeah.
All right, so we got Halloween coming up on Friday. Are you a big Halloween person?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Like, are you into all the scary stuff, or is it like candy? You're cool with
that? I don't know. I think it's all fun. I get overwhelmed when I have to decide on a costume. So I think that's tough. But I've always loved our Halloween practices kind of through high school and going into college. I used to do a sheet ghost and then try and play volleyball at practice, which is just hilarious. And last year we all got blow-up costumes.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Yeah. So we always make it a fun time. And it's Lindsay's birthday is Halloween, too. So that
Oh, really?
It, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So it'll be a little extra special.
Yeah. So.
Or do you have a costume? You said you're stressed about it.
Yes.
So did you get ahead of the game?
We don't have a team one this year. We're kind of all doing our own thing, but I will be dressing as Ted Lasso.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great show, by the way, isn't it?
It's one of my favorites for
sure. And I'm going to nerd out with you. I'm an Apple TV guy.
Uh-huh.
All the Apple TV shows are amazing.
Excellent.
How into it are you?
I've seen Severance. A big fan of Severance.
Okay, we're going to just start a separate podcast.
Okay.
Severance is amazing.
It's so good.
My wife and I rewatched that like 13 times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got my whole family hooked on it.
It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? I can't think of it right now. Silo. Have you seen Silo?
I have not,
okay,
no.
Go watch Silo.
Okay.
Yep.
That's
do yourself a favor.
Put that on the list.
Yeah. Well, that's how we started watching Apple TV was through Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we started seeing all this other stuff. What is that? Severance just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Silo's not quite like Severance, but it's pretty interesting. So
yeah.
You would definitely,
awesome.
I think you'd be in on it.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do in your free time? Do you kind of like to nerd out on TV shows, that kind of thing?
I do like TV shows, yeah. But kind of if I have free time, kind of throughout my career, I really like to watercolor. That's something I've done
a lot.
Oh,
really? Cool.
Yeah. And I'll do, like, places I've been is one of my favorite things to do. I have this little kind of sketchbook where I'll paint, like, places I've been, like, around the Big Sky or travel trips, stuff like that. So
that's really cool.
That's kind of my outlet. Haven't done it as much in the fall for sure because we've been busy.
But a little busy.
Yeah. And then, obviously, being kind of pretty close to home. I love to spend time with my family. So
yeah, you're not too far away from them at all.
Yeah.
Zoe, awesome stuff from you. Wishing you guys the best of luck tomorrow night and throughout the rest of this week.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a busy week around here for sure. You can really feel it. So, you know, hope you guys can do what it takes against SCU. But more importantly, we know what that Big Sky Conference, once that gets going, what that looks like coming up against Montana State later this week. So best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Zoe Gibbs for UNC Volleyball. They got a big one against the Colorado Buffaloes tomorrow night and then Montana State on Thursday night. So it's rocking and rolling here. It's a busy time at the University of Northern Colorado. 1:37 the time, Michael. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show live from the University of Northern Colorado. We're at the University Center, the UC Center, as I was calling it earlier, but the University Center, John.
Yeah, I mean, that's like those double things when you say, like, it's the NFL league.
You know, like, that's 100% what it is. Well, John and Brooke, again, John Kitzman, Senior Associate Director of Athletics, Brooke Richards, Assistant Director of Strategic Communications. Having you guys kind of hang with me throughout this process has been cool, but honestly, I think hearing the players is cool and their side of it, the dedication to the sport, But then hearing you guys talk about the background work, everything that kind of goes into setting this up, they all kind of work together, and I think it was kind of fascinating to somewhat connect those puzzle pieces today on the show. So thanks for going there with me.
Yeah, lots of fingers in a glove, right?
That's
kind of what we function as. You know, you have each individual finger of each individual sport or each individual function, but all of them come together to function as that hand, and you can't grab onto anything without it. So you have to have that functional work going there.
I hated that.
I think that was really good. I was digging it, and then I saw Brooke's face. I'm like, oh, no, I don't do this now. I don't. No, that was really good.
Brady, this is what happens in our office.
We keep him humbled.
All the time.
Yes.
I can't tell you, like, she mentioned how everybody's pretty young in our office and early in their careers, and then there's me, who gets to throw the dad vibes out.
Major dad vibes.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'm watching you. You guys are all hanging out, making sure we got the guests on, but you were also doing other stuff in promotion, getting the student athletes out to talk to people too. And you get that vibe. You could feel that you guys work well together. You give each other a hard time, but it's like you don't hate being around each other. You don't hate coming to work, for the most part, at least, except for when we make the glove references.
Yeah,
well, I hated that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny.
I'm using that now.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, though, because it is true. Like, we spend more time with each other than we do with our families in a lot of cases. Nights, weekends, we're together a lot. We have to have fun together. We have to be able to joke around together. And truly, like, when I think it's this way in any other job, you have to have people that you enjoy being around. I can teach skills. I can teach people how to do different things, you know, how to work a website, how to do writing, marketing, those types of things. But what I can't teach is I can't teach your effort. I can't teach your attitude, and I can't teach your character. You know, by the time you get to me, that's already kind of set. So we look for really good people to work with and build from there.
Yeah, it's a great staff. And again, you can feel that. It's been a lot of fun just talking to you guys today and kind of building up for this. And the student athletes seem excited too. I mean, they seem like they're pumped up to get on. A lot of times they're nervous and shy. No, we didn't have that issue today.
No.
Everybody was good. You picked the right ones.
I try to. I mean, a lot of them now at this point, though, they feel a lot more comfortable. I think we're taking the extra steps to help them feel more comfortable and kind of prep them so they know what they're walking into. I think that helps a lot too and just makes them feel comfortable. But for the most part, they're just really good. They're really fun to talk to. You catch them outside, just on campus. They all stop. They know who we are. Stop us. Say hi. How's it going? How's your day? And I think at especially like bigger schools, the athletes have no idea who the support staff are for the most part. Unless you're traveling on every trip with them, they don't know who you are. So it's a really fun environment to be around.
Well, I just seen a lot of them walk by here that even weren't supposed to be here today. Yeah. They're just walking by, hanging out. I honestly, when I went to school here, I don't remember being a student and being connected to the student athletes, really. There wasn't a lot, like, other than just seeing that a lot of them were much taller and bigger than I am, that would be my only giveaway of maybe that guy plays.
Yeah.
But it does seem like there's been more of a focus on let's mesh these guys, let's bring them into the same areas and talking and promoting themselves, but also letting it be known who you are so people can look and say, wow, they're being so awesome, hooking us up with stuff. Let's go check them out. Let's go watch them play.
Yeah, we've been really lucky. You know, Darren Dunn, the director of athletics here for the last 11 years, one of his big cornerstones is trying to get people to support each other. And we have a Bears Supporting Bears program, which I think you heard a little bit about already. But, you know, it's a deal where our student athletes make a commitment to come out and support each other's games. And when you get to know somebody on that personal level, it is so much easier and so much more fun to come out and watch something. So, you know, when you have Brock and Quinn that are connected to Zoe that are saying, hey, come out to my game, come watch, you know, it's pretty awesome when that starts to hit and everybody starts to support each other.
Yeah, it's exciting to see that portion of it too. This was fun for me today to be out here because, like I said, I used to be in here almost daily throughout my time at UNC and really enjoyed it. Definitely taking me back because I remember like the first time coming up here, my dad and I go into this store right here to get books and start looking at all that stuff. And, you know, he filled up with a bunch of UNC gear, brought it home, and that was my home for a very long time. So it kind of took me back. So I appreciate you guys having me out here today.
Absolutely. You're always welcome. Alums are always welcome here. And remember that we have the saying, once a Bear,
always a Bear. Right?
Exactly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think that's the saying.
Yeah. So
well, like I said, I did my time here. Not a doctor, but I did my time, definitely. Brooke and John, you guys are awesome today. Thank you guys both so much for all you're doing with the Bears, but in our community too, because we know how important this college is to this community, this area, this really northern Colorado and the state of Colorado. So bringing that connection to the sports side is huge. So thank you both.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. You know, northern Colorado is Greeley, and Greeley is northern Colorado. So we are one and the same here.
I love it. Guys, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks Brady.
All right, we'll wrap up with what did we learn. We learned quite a bit today. I would say quite a bit. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn today on this 27th day of October? We learned a lot. Like, it's a busy week around here at the University of Northern Colorado. And I learned that there's a lot of these excellent student athletes that do a phenomenal job of representing their colleges, representing their programs, and aren't afraid to get on and talk about it a little bit. So it's going to be a very busy week with volleyball kicking things off this week, at least, against Colorado. We've got a wrestling scrimmage. We've got a big football game against Montana State. And then both men's and women's basketball teams starting up next week. So, you know, there's a lot going on. A lot of sports happening in this area. I'm very excited to see what these teams can do. Michael, while I have you, we haven't had a chance to catch up. What did you learn today?
Well, I learned that the coolest name of all time is on the UNC Bears football team, Matthias Price. And also, there is a swimmer whose last name apparently is On the Hill.
Yeah, you sent that to me. That I did not get a chance to. We didn't talk to her today, but yeah, certainly awesome.
Emma is On the Hill.
Yes, very good, Mike. All right, we'll be in tomorrow. We'll just get into the football recap from the weekend that was Border War Snooze Fest. The Buffs get destroyed. The Broncos might be the best team in the NFL. I don't know. We'll talk about it coming up on Tuesday's edition of The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Michael, great job, kind of. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.